KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Here we are, right? It's the, some people call it the Weekend of Love. We're going to hear all about love over the weekend at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Love Bomb with a Reload Love. Jen Santiago joins us later in the hour to cover what it's about and reaching out to children in the Sudan. They've reached children all over the globe, and you're going to have a chance to do that over the weekend. We'll get you details later in the hour. Also coming up at the Grammys, a lot of people saying, you know, very political and things happening there, but there may have been a real great testimony that you might have missed if you weren't watching closely. We're going to let you know about Jelly Roll and his part in that with an article we found at Daily Signal from the Heritage Foundation. Emma Waters joins us, and Glenn Stanton is going to share some stats with us. You might be surprised how many pastors are willing to perform a same-sex marriage, quote-unquote marriage. And we'll talk about that as well. It's all part of ABQ Connect today. Our first segment, we're visiting again with Clay Schroff and the work he's doing with Love NM. And Clay, you come in every week with someone new. You are connected with all kinds of people ready to share the gospel.
You know what? It's a big world, and we need a lot of people to get out there, right?
Yeah. Well, what we're going to focus on is getting a group of men. Now, listen, let me say this about Love NM again. Love NM is designed for the body of Christ in our community to have an impact for the gospel, really on a global basis.
It is.
Clay, but we focus a lot here locally. Juarez, Ciudad Juarez, right, is it's local. It's
hours away.
It's our neighbors down I-25, and there's been a work going on down there for years, the Ministry of Amigo Fiel. For those not familiar, Clay, what can you tell them?
You know what? It's an organization that truly is empowering a community that needs help, anything from their elder care facilities, working with the orphans. You know what? If their community has a need, Amigo Fiel for years has reached out and is taking care of them. And they really do take care of the community in a way that also shares the love of Jesus.
Yeah. And listen, part of the reason I brought up earlier the body of Christ, in spite of the fact, you know, a lot of things are happening, this radio station is on the campus, Calvary Church Albuquerque, we are purposing to partner with churches here locally and get work done in the name of the Lord. And Man Up, another ministry at Calvary Church, however, it is designed for men all over the area. Every month or two, they have an event. And, you know, men come from all kinds of different churches. And in studio with us, Mark Mason is here. He's active with Man Up. Hey, Mark, thanks for taking the time today. Get good. Bring that mic. Just pull it right over. There you go.
My pleasure to be here.
And we are, our purpose in this segment, we're working on recruiting for a trip that you're going to take, God willing, with about a dozen other men from, yes, whether they're from Calvary or other Christian churches here in the Albuquerque area, and head down to Ciudad Juarez to work with Amigo Fiel to minister there. What can you tell us about what's going to be happening on the trip? I'm going to just throw it to you, and then actually when we don't, if there's more information, I'll pull it from you. But
okay.
This March 11th trip, what's going to be happening?
Yeah, so March 11th to the 15th, we're going to be taking a Man Up trip, mostly men, all men at this point, for times of ministry and maintenance, maybe some light construction. But our real ministry is to love others with those we meet, share Jesus with them, maybe retirement homes, maybe people's homes in the area. We want men to be able to count on each other.
And yeah,
during that drive down there, we get to know each other. We get to share our lives, share our talents with each other. And Jesus said not to bury what we've been freely given, but to use it for his glory. And so that's the purpose of these trips, really,
you
building
know,
a team.
As you say that, I am, and I, listen, I know I never had the honor or privilege to serve in our nation's military, but I've heard the illustration plenty. You know, you get in a foxhole with someone, and get busy in the combat. We're in a spiritual battle.
Amen.
And there's work to be done. But you go on a trip like this with a group of men that are prepared to do what you guys are going to be doing. Not only are you going to be blessing the people that you're going to see at Amigo Fiel, and Clay can testify to this. Every time I've been on a short-term mission, you go with the idea, we're going to go bless their socks off. And then they bless you. Clay?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I have never gone on a mission trip where I didn't leave bigger than when I left.
Yeah.
I have never been able to come back and fit into the same little box that I left in. Mm. And this is a way, just so the congregation knows, the body of Christ out there. Men, number one, I'm sending you to a safe area. Amigo Fiel is truly fortified. It's a safe place. I bring my kids to go. With that said, this isn't just a one-time thing. This is, we're going to build a team of men that want to go out and do projects to help community to share the love of Jesus.
Now, I know every trip's going to be a little bit different, and some guys that are listening are like, hey, sign me up. Okay, first of all, and I'll give this more than once. Right now, the way for you to get signed up and be a part of this, pick up the phone and call Calvary Church Albuquerque. That number is 505-344-0880. Ask for Clay and leave a message with them or connect with them, and we'll get you involved. Keep tuned here because we'll create an easier way for you to connect. But this is easy enough. We're not asking to send smoke signals, okay? Pick up the phone, 505-344-0880. They'll answer Calvary Church Albuquerque. Ask for Clay and tell them you're interested in the Man Up trip to Mexico. Tell Clay that. We'll get you the information that you need. Mark, I want to come back to you for guys that are listening. Anytime I've been on a short mission trip or, when we send the kids, there's a cost involved financially. Yes. What are guys looking at?
We're looking at about $300.
Okay.
And this will be taking, we'll carpool down there in our own vehicles, leave them at the El Paso airport.
Yeah.
And then go over in one vehicle to ministry.
But, that includes lodging and food, I'm imagining.
They feed us really well down there.
Best guacamole in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. I've done those trips. Let me mention, okay, the hope is to get a dozen guys.
Yes.
And actually, how about more than that? Because, when you got a team, some guys need to sub, some guys, whatever. So the more the better, the easier it'll be to make these trips happen. And let me share a quick testimony about, 25 years ago, we were working on a trip from, we were operating KNKT here in Albuquerque at 107.1 FM. And we were inviting the listeners to go with us on a trip. Now, they didn't call it Amigo Fiel back then, but it was the same property.
Yeah, the Blue House or something.
Yeah. And our hope was to get, a whole bunch of people go down there, because this was when they were building it out.
Yes.
To be honest, we were a little bit disappointed. We had about four or five people sign up for the trip, and part of the leadership, was like, let's just cancel. We'll do it another time. And, there was many of us who said, you know what? There's five of us that are willing to go down there. Let's go down. We put in a couple doors. We did, whatever was needed. So whatever the Lord provides, we're going to put to use and get work done. Would you say, Mark?
Yeah, if it's carrying buckets of cement or water somewhere, we can do that. We just want to help people get together to feel the needs of the people, be the hands and feet of Jesus to the people in times of need.
Yeah. So, Mark, Clay, someone's listening. Now, we mentioned this is what we're talking about here is a man-up trip. It's primarily aimed at recruiting men for the trip. The ladies that are listening or other men that for one reason or another, they cannot be a part of this, but they appreciate the ministry that's going on. How can they still be a part of what's happening?
We are forming multiple groups. So this is just one of many, many. Yeah. That's why we come on every week with you. By the way, thank you for having us on every week. There's so much going on, from working with the indigenous tribes that we're going down helping the homeless. This Friday, we have the homeless ministry going out again. So Blaze will be out there. We're teaming with the mayor going into some of the family homeless centers. CYFD. And here's the thing. Folks, if you belong to a church and we don't have what you feel God is leading you to do, then let's start something and plant it in your church. And I will help you do that. What Mark is doing is he's creating a group of men so that when there is a need, if it be in Juarez, if it be in Shiprock, if it be right here in our own neighborhoods, where we have to go with men to make a difference in somebody's life, to make their life better, that we have men that are already teamed up, trained up, and are sharing the gospel of Christ while they do some construction.
Okay. Well, you know, and here's what else I want you to consider. Prayerfully consider financially supporting this kind of work, and for sure, you know, get some calluses on your knees.
Please pray us up.
Yeah.
We are definitely, Steve mentioned it earlier, we're definitely in a battle. And that's why we got warriors like Mark who are truly going to lead men to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring people into salvation while addressing their physical needs. And they put a little labor to it. And God does the rest.
Hey, we got about a minute, Mark. I want to throw it back to you. Yes. When you walk away after March, you know, you get this March 11th through the 15th trip, yes, which, by the way, we didn't mention the $300, and we mentioned, you know, transportation and lodging. That's the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Yes.
So do the math. I mean, it's financially a good investment, eternally a better investment.
Eternally, for sure.
And Mark, when you turn around and look back after March 15th, what do you hope to see have been accomplished?
That people's lives are changed, that they saw that we made an impact in their lives, whether it's their kids or themselves or something we did to their home to improve them. I remember building a pallet, a two-room home with a team in Mexico that lived in a pallet house with tar paper around it. And just going back, knowing that they had a home to live in, set my heart free. I was just so grateful that I could help those kids learn a skill and help somebody.
Hey, you know what? I don't know if this is speaking to the elephant in the room or not, but I'm going to speak to it, okay? For someone who's listening, and we've talked about the unity of the body of Christ here, okay? And there's people who will listen and go, sure, it's for the entire body of Christ, not just your ministry, your church. Listen, here's my challenge to you. Sign up. Do it. I don't know. You know, I guess I'm at this. Kind of close your pie hole until you pony up and do it. And if it comes out like you thought it was, then call us on the carpet. But the desire here is for unity in the body of Christ and for work to get done together. Instead of trying to figure out how different we are, let's unite around the gospel and get the work done. The enemy, we brought it up three times now. The enemy doesn't want this to happen. Clay, final words. We've got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. You know what? The devil is standing against us, and this is a chance for the body of Christ. So man up. If you've ever come up to a man up event, you felt as welcome as if you came into the doors of your own church. These are the same men that are going to be going on this trip with you. Mm-hmm. And my hope is that when you come back, that it grows your fellowship at your church.
Amen. Amen.
We're not asking you to come serve here. We're asking you to come serve the Lord wherever he leads.
Together. Yes. All right. Mark, Clay, appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Love and M continuing to reach out in our community. Listen every week, God willing, most weeks. Actually, we'll have a week off next week. I'm going to be out, but we'll get right back to it. Fridays on ABQ Connect. There's more to come after the break on ABQ Connect.